The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Do you support the onesie?
For children, yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. If you didn't hear at the top of the show, we got big time major announcement, breaking news. The Adam Carriker Show is now going to 2 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. 4 days a week. We've got a special guest on the line right before we bring a three-time national champion on. I've got the solution for the spring game because we've had 12-minute quarters in the past, right? Have a 12-minute quarter, have the starters play one quarter, don't blitz, 12-minute quarters the rest of the game, and then you can even run the clock in the second half. All things that have happened in the past in spring games, I'm just saying. And one of the texters was like, a fan celebration. What are we celebrating? Well, we're celebrating the wussification of America, Jake. All right, let's bring on our guest. Three-time national champion. All right, former Husker punter and legend, Mr. Jesse Cush. How you doing, my friend?
Great, Adam. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Man, I know you're in Arizona now, and I know you were up in Estes Park. You owned a shop known as the Big Red of the Rockies at one point in time that did very well. But we're gonna come back to all that because you're a three-time national champ. Your dad, Bill, won the titles and helped win the titles in 70-71. I remember I tried to get you to name the shop Five Rings, but you never would listen to me. But, man, how you doing? What are you up to these days? How's life out in Arizona?
Well, right now it's cold. We got a couple inches of snow here in the last few days. So we live right now in Prescott, Arizona.
Okay.
So we're northwest of Phoenix, southwest of Flagstaff, about 5,000 feet. So similar to, Loveland, Denver, Fort Collins. And we moved down here in early August, and we own a beef jerky store now in Sedona.
Ooh, beef jerky.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
It's interesting because the family and I lived down in Pensacola, Florida. Basically, I was rehabbing my knee at the Andrews Institute for like 6 months, so we know that area well. We've seen snow all over Florida. We've seen it down south. You're telling us it's in Arizona. We had like a dusting on Thanksgiving Day. Have we had much other than that, snow-wise, Jake, other than Thanksgiving Day? Has that really been it?
It's been pretty light.
It's crazy. All right. Hey, man, talk to me. 94, 95, 97. You guys had some of the best special teams units in the history of Nebraska football. What made those units so good?
I think the first thing was is they put their best athletes, including their punter, on those units.
I like it.
When I first got there, I had Byron Bennett.
Mm, yep.
And Tom Seeler were there, and that's how I learned was from watching Byron, because my technique in high school and stuff is too slow, not very consistent. But you watch the people ahead of you. You kind of learn from them, watch what they're doing. And the biggest change when I was there was our special teams practices were always right in the middle of the full team practice. So it wasn't like an afterthought at the beginning or at the end when everybody's gone. The whole team was there. Coach Osborne was always right there watching everything. And we did different situational special teams, punting out of your own end zone, trying to pin them deep, you know, inside their own 10. And then the fun part was when they'd have their punt block coming against you, or, you know, once in a while they'd get one. But so it was, you know, one punt, and we'd do the second team punt, you know, the kickoffs, kickoff returns, field goals, extra points. I mean, it was probably a half hour of practice right in the middle, and not everybody's participating, but they were all there. They're all watching. And so it was, I don't know exactly what they do right now, but it was taken very seriously.
So you said Osmer was right there watching everything. Like, how much would he get involved, whether it be special teams meetings, whether it be chatting with you guys one-on-one, whether it be on the field? Was it a situation where he kind of coached the coaches and then the coaches coached you, or is it a situation where he was heavily involved in special teams as well?
He was more just kind of watching everything, and he'd have his input with the coaches as it was going on, because Dan Young was my special teams coach at the time, and you know, because Tom knew all the players and say, maybe we should try this player here, or maybe get this player over here. So he knew how to kind of plug people in if people got hurt during practice. He'd have his notes right there. If we need a left guard, let's grab this guy. So he was there making sure everything was run smoothly, make sure everybody was, you know, in the right spots and all that stuff, lined up right. So, and then, you know, he'd come up with the fakes, which I never got to use in a game. But so he was very, very heavily involved.
Now, when you said they use their best athletes, do you believe – I remember Coach Beamer out of Virginia Tech, Beamer Ball. They won several games via Beamer Ball. He was the special teams coach as well as the head coach. He believed in putting his starters on special teams. That is not the majority of what most coaches do. And if you think about it, sometimes you've got really young, talented players that can help keep your starters fresh, and you want to get them experience, but sometimes you do need your best players out there. Are you one of those guys who's like, man, I would err towards playing starters on special teams, or what have you seen that's worked the best?
I think I would put my best players out there. I mean, especially now, you see so many games are so close that a play here, a play there, it changes the game. And
the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, I'd want every advantage I could get, especially if I'm playing against a team that's not doing that, then I'd have even a bigger advantage. So I'd be the coach that would put my best players out there and say, you know, you being out there is going to help us, you know, you can get a break after the play.
So you played with a guy that several Husker fans are going to be familiar with, Darren Erstad, the number one pick in the 1995 Major League Baseball draft, but he was also a really good punter for Nebraska here, part of national championship teams as well. What was it like playing with Darren Erstad? What was it like playing with a guy who's, I mean, he could have gone to the NFL as a punter, several different things, but his ultimate future was going to be in baseball, and you probably all had to be aware of that. So what was that like, him trying to balance two sports like that, yet being an integral part of national championship teams?
That was interesting, because coming off the 93 season, Byron Bennett graduated. So going into the 94 season, technically I was going to be listed as the number one punter. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if he participated. I think he did participate then in that spring game. in the 94 spring game. And I mean, we're both left footed, so that was interesting. And, I taught him a few things. He taught me a few things. We kind of pushed each other, and he did have a heck of a leg. It was, quite impressive to see, especially that he was also a kickoff guy. And then he'd go over and play a baseball game and hit a couple home runs. And he ended up being a pretty good friend, and even though he was only there for the 1 year, but yeah, we pushed each other, and yeah, amazing athlete.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Were you aware that Bill Belichick actually would purposely try to go find left-footed punters just because it was the ball? Well, you probably know this better than I do, but the ball would come off the foot a little bit differently, so it would kind of mess up the return man a little bit, and it just created a little bit of an extra challenge that other teams had to deal with. And I've been told by multiple people he specifically would go try to get left-footed punters. Were you aware of that at all?
No, that's interesting. Because I over my 3 years, there were a handful of punts that were dropped. And maybe it's that lefty spin on the ball that did it. But, I mean, it does make sense. I mean, it's probably a little different catching one. I've never done it. But, man, I think you have a good point there.
All right, man. Talk to me. Like I mentioned, you and your dad, he was a part of the 70-71 national title team. You were part of 94, 95, 97. The only family, all right, to be a part of all five national championship teams as players. What's that like? And that's got to be pretty cool. But what's that like for you and your dad to kind of have that special thing between the two of you and within your family as well?
Well, it is special, but I think both of us would like it to end at some point here.
Yes, win more titles. That'd be great.
Number six should be hopefully somewhat soon.
Yeah.
It is special, just the way it all timed up. And I know my dad, good friend Joe Blaha, and his son played when I played, but he wasn't on the 97 team. So they had four rings. But to just time it up like that, and, you know, we both went out our senior years with national champions and championships. And I mean, it's fun to get the rings all together. I think they're in Lincoln right now, actually. So it's fun to go to events here and there and let people take pictures and show them off a little bit. But yeah, it's just one of those things where the stars aligned. But yeah, we would like to get that sixth one here at some point. And there probably won't be a Cush on the team. But
well, you and about 2.5 million other people across the face of planet Earth would love to see that. Last question I got for you, my friend. So yeah. As you know, and as I mentioned earlier, you owned the Big Red of the Rockies for years up in Estes Park. Beautiful Estes Park. Ultimately, as you mentioned, you moved to Arizona. By the way, good luck in the beef jerky business. But what was it like? You're in the middle of Colorado, man. I mean, this is the war zone. And here you are with a Big Red of the Rockies shop. Nothing but Nebraska memorabilia. Did you ever have people like Colorado fans, you know, make it a little bit interesting in a not so fun way from time to time? Or were people pretty cordial?
They were pretty cordial with me. Now, the previous owner, I think the store was started in 96. So he had to deal with that 2001 game. Which he was a little bit of an instigator too, though.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
But,
I'm already a fan.
I bought the store in 06. So things had calmed down a little bit between the two teams, but especially Colorado, they really fell off. So there wasn't much talking going on there. But it was 99% pretty cordial. Once in a while, somebody come in and say, "What are you doing here? Go home, get out of here." But it's like, eh. But yeah, that store, that was a fun store. And we sure got a lot of Nebraska fans, not necessarily just from Nebraska, too. They'd come from Kansas, Oklahoma, North Dakota, South Dakota, all over the place, and always stop in and support the Big Red.
So, by the way, for those who don't know, the Big Red of the Rockies is still going strong.
Yeah.
Gary Novotny is running it. He owns Gary Michaels Clothing. Free shout-out. You're welcome, my friend. He's a good dude. All right. Make sure that I look sharp and clean and a little less sloppy when I do public appearances. Gary Michaels Clothing. But him and his sons, he owns it. His sons are kind of running it there. I've been in there, oh, God, maybe over a dozen times the past few years. When I was a redshirt freshman, there was actually two Nebraska memorabilia shops up in Estes. That's how strong Husker fans are everywhere. All right, my man, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.